Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School softball senior Courtney Thompson joins us on today's program to preview the 2020 Iowa High School summer sports season, which begins today after nearly 3 months without competition in the state of Iowa. I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Courtney Thompson. She's a senior on the Pella softball team, joining us as we preview our summer sports season kicking off on June 15th. Courtney, first of all, welcome. Thank you for joining me. And what does it mean, first of all, to have a season and to be able to be playing softball?
It's really special to be able to play softball, especially being a senior and it being my last sport with Pella High. It's really special. And we also have a good group of girls this year. They're quite younger, but it's good to be able to play one last sport with the group.
Well, and you in softball, as I know, is your favorite. You play multiple sports at the school. I imagine that made it even more special to know that you'd have an opportunity to pick up the bat and the glove one more time.
Yeah, for sure. It's always special to be a five-year letter winner because that doesn't happen in other sports. So it's really special to me that I get to play my senior year, and I've been looking forward to it since my eighth grade year to be a senior and have a senior night and just all those special things that come with one last season.
Well, and being a five-year letter winner, you have a unique perspective, especially in the softball realm where a lot of young girls get their start. And there's a few on the team this year that played as eighth graders last year and ninth graders. Mm-hmm. How have you tried to be a resource to them? And how have you tried to be kind of that leader, knowing that you were in their shoes not that long ago?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest things is just to get comfortable with the girls, because the eighth graders come up and they're quite scared and like not used to like how we roll and stuff. So just like getting to know them personally and just bringing them in under your wing is a big thing.
And I know having mom as coach probably helps, but how do you try to not only be a role model and leader, but also to try and get them to work on their game so they can take it to the next level and really contribute to the team?
Yeah, a big thing with this season especially is that since we do get to play, we really want to just like go out and put all everything we have into the game. And so I've really been hard-ish on some of the girls and just like picking at the little things just to make sure we can put it all together and it flows well in a game situation.
Well, and you only had 2 weeks together to prepare. And when you did, it's very different. You have to keep your distance. You have to, you know, do some things that you probably don't normally do. Describe what the last 2 weeks have been like in practice and what you have been trying to accomplish with some of those barriers, so to speak, to keep people safe.
Yeah, it's been hard to not be able to, like, go up to your teammates and, like, congratulate them and give them high fives and stuff. But we've just used our words more and just, like, yelled at people and tell them good job and stuff like that. And so one of the big things that I notice is like at the end of practice, we can't huddle or like in between like innings if we're playing a scrimmage. So those are some of the big things that are hard, but we've just overcome those with talking more and smiling at each other and stuff like that.
Well, and you've come up through the program during an interesting time. So the year before you joined as an eighth grader, correct me if I'm wrong, the team went to state, and then there's a couple of coaching changes, and there's been a lot of different seniors that have come through the program, some of which have played at the next level. You know, when you look back now on your experience, what do you remember the most, or what are the things that you take away from that journey, knowing that there was a lot of challenges that came with those changes and with those different groups?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I take away from it is just the relationships I've built. I still talk to most of the seniors from last year, and like we're still close and stuff, and so that's nice. And it's just fun to see like how much everything has changed and like how it's progressed, and like how, especially the past 2 years since Teresa has been the coach, it has changed to like more like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like more progressing. It's not just like 1 year we have one coach and then it changes. So it's nice to keep something consistent.
I like how you called her Teresa. You can say mom.
I know. I have to call her T at practice.
A little bit different there. So
yes.
Obviously coming into this year, you're kind of on a team with a lot of young athletes,
And you're going to be playing in a conference that has several teams that are going to be contending for state championships in July. When you think about your own expectations and goals, how do you kind of measure that, knowing that there's going to be some really challenging nights ahead, especially early in the season, as this group kind of works on their chemistry and tries to get a little bit better so you're competitive by the end of the year?
Yeah, I think one of the big things is just to get our younger girls confident on the field. And I think that it'll be good to play like Grinnell and PC, who are more like, Grinnell is also younger and PC is like just across town, so it's like more comfortable. So I think that'll be good just to get into the flow of things before we ramp it up into the bigger schools and stuff.
And what are your personal goals then for the season? What are you hoping to accomplish yourself? Improvement, yeah. Knowing this will be your last time.
Yeah. There's for sure some things like with batting and stuff that I want to improve. But overall, of course, state is one of the biggest goals for our team. And then we have goals to win so many games and like little things like that and like have less than 3 errors a game and stuff like that. So we have little goals to hopefully help us become the big goal in the end. So.
Well, I'm talking to you on Friday, so this is June 12th, and this will air on the 15th and 17th, and you get to graduate a week from today, so you have an opportunity. It'll look a little bit different, but you'll have an opportunity to have a ceremony. How big is that for you and your classmates, knowing everything that you've gone through the last 3 months to be able to come together one more time like that?
Yeah, it's really special to have an actual graduation, because the last couple months have been hard just to not walk in the hallways with your friends, not see your teachers, everything like that is just different. And like, you look up to it, like when you start school. And so just not to have that, but then finally getting a graduation, it means a lot. And to be able to walk across the stage and hear your name called over a speaker is really special.
Well, and I've talked to quite a bit of your classmates, several over the last couple of weeks, and it seems like there might be different groups, but overall a pretty close unit. And I imagine this will be a nice special way, especially considering how close it seems a lot of you grew over the last couple of years.
Yes, for sure. Our class is very close. I feel like we hang out all the time, and through sports too, we get to know each other very well. And so I'm just very glad that we can come together one last time and just have one last hoorah.
Well, and for you, you're going to be probably traveling the furthest, if not close to the furthest away from home after school. Let our listeners know. I know where you're headed, but let our listeners know where you're headed and kind of why you decided to go so far away from home.
Yes. So I will be attending Baylor University in Waco, Texas next year. And one of the big reasons I decided Baylor was just because the atmosphere and the campus is just beautiful, and their accounting program is very good, and that's what I will be majoring in. So yeah, I'm very excited for all the different traditions and football games and everything that Baylor has.
Once again, that was Pella High School softball senior Courtney Thompson. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.